Reb Pinchas in this week's parsha points out a ha'ora, which you touched on before, but he brings it up beautifully. We know that Chazal contrast the Tamidah of Avraham Avinu and the Tamidah of Bilam HaRasha, and Chazal see three differences between the Bilam HaRasha and Avraham Avinu, which play out in what type of Talmud you are, if you're a Talmud of one or a Talmud of the other. Reb Pinchas points out, as it were, a fourth point, a difference between Bilam and Avraham Avinu. We know that when the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy Sodom, he informs Avraham Avinu of his decision, and Avraham Avinu davens tremendously that the Baruch Hashem should spare Sodom. Avraham Avinu challenges the Kadosh Baruch Hu in ways which almost are chutzpah, and he puts his life on the line, as it were. He could get punished for the way he's davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He puts his life on the line to save Sodom. Now, Avraham Avinu was a person who was the midas chesed and mudah chesed. Sodom was the opposite. Sodom were the ideological arch enemies of Avraham Avinu. The destruction of Sodom would have removed this attitude from the world. The Kiddush Hashem, which would have been engendered into the world by seeing how the Russian punishes these type of people for what they do or what they don't do, they don't do with the Zorachim, etc., would have been a tremendous bolster to Avraham Avinu's position and what he wanted to accomplish in the world. This is what happens when you don't do chesed. So, what's wrong with Avraham Avinu? The answer is Avraham Avinu was doing chesed. His goal wasn't that he should be successful, and that his goal was to do chesed. And he saw beyond the frustration of himself to see that these are people which need his help, and he helped them. Contrast that to Bilam HaRasha, who's going to curse an entire nation with the belief and the hope that his curse would be effective, chas v'sholem, and it would bring tremendous destruction upon Klal Yisrael. And he's able to, and he's willing to do that because he doesn't like the Jews. Avraham Avinu had more of a good reason to dislike the people of Sodom than Bilam had to dislike the Jews. And yet Avraham Avinu, instead of desiring their destruction because they annoy him, they irritate him, he's frustrated with them, he went out of his way to protect them. Here we have people which we have Bilam, which is, he's dealing with this nation which is a problem, and it's an annoyance, and he's not willing to do chesed. He does the opposite. So this is another element of a difference between the Tamidim of Avraham Avinu and Bilam HaRasha, is when somebody gets on my nerves, somebody irritates me, somebody is in some way a quote unquote a problem, how do I react? So the truth is, this goes into the ayin ra of Bilam, that when somebody gets in my way or gets on my nerves in some way irritates me, because I have he has the nefesh chava and he doesn't have the ruach the mucha, but he has the opposite, he's a balgaiva. So these people are in my way. Avraham Avinu had mastered the idea that it's not about him, it's about what he can give to others. Same way Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavdil, it's not about him, it's about what he can give to us, and he desires to give to us. So the same way that is true, that with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's how Avraham Avinu did chesed. So that's a very clear contrast between when it's about myself. So people do annoy me, and people do irritate me, and people do frustrate me, and I get annoyed and upset and irritated. And I think sometimes even, you know, I wish they weren't here, etc. Not to the point of hurting them, but the idea that I shouldn't have to deal with such issues, etc. And that's clearly not the correct and true attitude of the Torah. Have a good Shabbos.